We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But I took note of a story that ran this week in the Richmond Times-Dispatch about the increase of the number of people who do not have shelter in Richmond. I don't know whether there's a new discussion about the nomenclature, how we label people who don't have homes. I mean, for the longest time, we just said it was homeless, but then you can subdivide the reasons that people do not have shelter. And Kelly Kinghorn is the executive director of a group called Homeward, which is working to solve that problem in Richmond. And Kelly, I really appreciate you coming on. How bad is the situation now, and is it worse today than it was pre-COVID? Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. What we have seen in our recent count is that there are more people, as you said, who don't have shelter, who are sleeping outdoors. And that is the part of the problem that we're really concerned about. And the difference is, before the pandemic, there were often fewer people outside. But, you know, just the pressures of, you know, public health issues and the economic pressures have led to this increase, we think. Just to move to the solutions, we know, like, trying to connect people to employment resources, healthcare resources, that's what can make a difference.
Right. Well, what would you say is the reason for the average, if we were to just walk into downtown Richmond and start talking to individuals who are on the street, is it a drug abuse problem? Is it that they can't hold a job or there's no job for them to take? I've heard a lot of people talking about affordable housing. You know, if you are at minimum wage, can you work a 40-hour, 50-hour, 60-hour week and still make the rental payment to live by yourself or with a roommate? I don't know what the circumstances
are. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's really what we've been hearing anecdotally from people all over the region, right, not just downtown. It's that the rents are increasing, and it's harder and harder to find a unit to rent, right? Just there's, you know, we all know what's happening in the housing market. It's affecting people across all, you know, income levels. And that's the biggest pressure we've seen, leading to people not having a place to be. And then the second piece that's really, you know, also we want to raise a flag about are older adults becoming homeless, right? And so they don't have money saved up. They didn't work jobs where they could put by for difficult times. And so that's the other piece. About a third of the folks that we surveyed were over 55, right? And just it gets challenging as they age.
What do they do? Are there community resources, or are the churches stepping in here, or what are the solutions?
You know, one really great thing about our community is that there are a lot of groups and agencies, churches and nonprofits and local government partners, you know, trying to put it together, you know, but to address the housing piece takes a long time and it's expensive. So we're really just, you know, have weekly meetings. Okay, who knew, you know, can we bring in? We've been working with Senior Connections to, you know, work with older adults and just trying to be as creative as possible to, you know, tackle a piece at a time to make a difference.
I think that 55 plus situation is interesting. And I try in these conversations, I don't want to be judgmental about people. Of course, all of us may, make good decisions or bad decisions over the course of a career, which can impact our income. But if you do reach 55, those choice, the options that are available to you start to diminish. You know, it's one thing if you're 25 and you can go work two or three jobs and work yourself to the bone. As you get older, your capacity for that just diminishes. Is it, you know, these people who have been in Richmond their entire lives and they don't have family to depend on, or is Richmond somehow becoming one of those destinations, like I think I saw on some level in New York and in Washington and Los Angeles when I lived there, where people gravitate to the urban area, and then the urban area has to support them in some way.
Right. We haven't seen that yet. You know, we know from doing these surveys, you know, for 15 years that most people had their last housing in our region, right? Over 70% were, you know, from this region, and often for like 5 years, 15 years. And so it really is, it could be that, you know, something happened to their family, a family member passed away, or a family breakup. That's often cited as the most common reason that somebody loses their housing, is that they have a relationship issue, right? And maybe it's because they can't work or there are, you know, other issues going on.
Yeah. Well, what are the solutions that Homeward offers out there? Because you can't just snap your fingers and create housing. You can't, you know, motivate somebody or get, you know, even if you turn them to the Lord, they become, you know, walking on the straight and narrow in many ways, that doesn't solve this problem in an immediate sense. What do you do here?
Well, in the short term, right, we support all the coordinated street outreach workers who are out there really trying to get people, you know, understand what their issues are and get them reconnected. We have raised some money to help, you know, make a, like maybe a first time payment, like, oh, you need a little bit of money to like move back in with a family member and some help to address that issue. And then longer term, you know, it's trying to secure funding, you know, working with housing partners to really address that, you know, the root issue, which is that housing affordability.
Yeah.
So it's really,
well, listen,
I mean,
keep
all
monitoring
those things,
you and your time. Work. That's because this does, obviously, it's a horrible situation for the individuals who find themselves in this, on the street. And it does begin to have a cascading effect on the society when you have people who are on the street. It inevitably does increase crime, and it diminishes the life of the people who are living and working in Richmond. So the fact that Homeward and you and your team are working to try to solve the problem, I think we need to be supportive of the groups that are out there trying to solve the immediate problem. Kelly Kinghorn with Homeward.
Yeah, thank you.
Executive Director there. Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.